Hey there, welcome to the Biz Under Construction podcast. I'm Cora Lee, and this is the podcast for women business owners in the construction industry that struggle knowing how their business is doing, are working nonstop, and don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. So whether you're just starting out or you want to take your construction business to the next level, let me tell you, as a woman with 25 years in the construction industry, including 15 years as a business owner, I can help. This show is going to help you make more money, finally stop working 7 days a week, and actually be able to take a bloody vacation. So let's get to work. Hey guys, today is part two of my Reflections at 50. If you listened to episode 26, you would have heard part one, which is where I talk about my life lessons. Well, today, as promised, I am sharing with you my top 20 lessons in business. And because these usually take a little bit longer than anticipated, I am jumping right in. So what I'm sharing with you today are the lessons that I had in business that made a huge difference in my growth and my level of happiness and satisfaction within both my life and my business. So the first thing, hire help before you think you're ready. Whether that is a full-time person, a part-time person, a bookkeeper, an accountant, an administration person, you will never feel ready. You will never feel like you are in a great position to do it. So just do it. You can always use the help. They will provide a great level of relief for you. And that goes for getting yourself a coach or a consultant as well. Before you think you need one, get one, because you will be amazed. I can't even tell you how many of my clients have said, oh, I wish I had done this earlier. So I'd say to you, hire help before you think you're ready. Number two, clarity comes through building a business plan. And the more clear you are, the easier it is to do your business. And as much as doing a business plan can be really tedious and onerous and a real pain in the ass, the reality is just going step by step through a business plan just gets you to think about the components of your business that you don't otherwise really think about considering. And so if you need a template or something like that to help you go through that, just reach out to me and I can send you over a template. It's a really great step-by-step guide to bring you through all the elements of a business plan and just get you thinking more thoroughly about your business. Number three, your construction trades business, it is a people business. You happen to do construction or trades or those related types of businesses, and the business is about the people. It is not about what you actually do. And when we can learn that business is about the people being not just, you know, our customers, it's also about our employees. When you can build a business around your people and have the people come into your business that share your values, share your mission, share your vision, and really are on board to help you reach those things, it is all about people. It is about your relationships with your employees, your clients, your customers, because you are not the only one providing your service in your area. There are many other people doing it. Why do people want to work with you? Is because they like you, they know you, and they trust you. It is a people business. Number four, leadership. Where to even begin with this one? I learned so much about being a leader in the 15 years of being a business owner. And it started very early on. And it started with me, you know, rolling my eyes when I would say, why do they need to be coddled? Why do I need to show appreciation? Like, just come to work and do your job. It is your job. You are getting paid for it. Why should I have to go out of my way? Like, that was my mentality in the early 2000s. And it really makes me laugh now because it's so far from how I operate and how I treat people and how I teach people to be a leader. And that's where my learning in leadership started, because when I recognized that if I gave my people what they wanted, what they needed, as opposed to what I thought they needed or should want, then everything changed. And primarily the thing that changed was how easy life was for me. and the connection that I had with my people, because that ultimately is what I wanted. I wanted to feel connected to my people. Like I was helping them. I was making their life better. What better way for me to make their life better than to serve their needs as opposed to what I thought their needs should be? So learn to be a great leader, and you'll probably see a few points on this leadership throughout this podcast, but learn to be a great leader, to care about your people, and you'll be amazed the difference it makes just in your own sense of happiness. Here's the next point, exactly to my point. Good tradespeople do not necessarily make good leaders. And this is something, again, that I learned through my business. As we trained our people to do things our way, you would think that maybe they would be the best people to teach the next generation coming through. And that's not necessarily the case, because just because they can pick up your way of doing things and they are really good at it does not mean they will be good teachers or good leaders. We had a mess of friction and fighting and chaos when we put people into leadership positions that were just not good leaders. So good tradespeople do not equal good leaders. Okay, number 6. Make moves in your business before you think you're ready. Again, just like number 1 where we said hire before you think you're ready, any kind of moves that you want to make in your business to grow, anything that feels risky, you're uncertain about, anything that you really want to do that you think is going to add value and you just don't know, do it before you feel like you're ready. Because just like hiring, you're never going to get to that point where like, okay, I'm ready to take on something new. So just do it and know and trust that it'll work itself out, or you will figure it out as you go. I like to say, take the leap and allow your wings to grow on your way down. Because I'm going to say, I'll be so bold as to say 100% of the time, you will figure it out. Depending on which direction you're going, depending on a lot of different things, maybe you figure it out and it excels and it does great. Or maybe you figure it out and you have to change. Or maybe you figure it out and it's not going as anticipated. Whatever it happens to be, it will work itself out. Give yourself the chance. Jump before you're ready. Number 7. Oh, and these are in no particular order. I just wanted to put that out there. These are no particular order. They're just, you know, as I was writing, as I was thinking about the things that I learned, these are kind of the order that these things came to me. And number 7 kind of goes back to the idea of your business plan and the clarity that you get from doing your business plan. And what this is your mission, knowing your mission, your vision, and your values, and realizing and really getting that these are paramount foundations to building your business. It gives you the clarity and it gives you the direction you're going. So many people I talk to, like they say, yeah, we have our values now. We have these things. And they don't actually use them as they're intended or how they could be used in business. And you don't really realize the potential of identifying them and using them until you actually do. And you're like, wow, this is incredible. So put your mission, your vision, your values into place and into practice. It will be a game changer for you. It will really help you guide the things you do and you don't do, help you establish boundaries. Those 3 things are really critical. And number 8, sort of in line with that, is know your why. And your why should make you cry. It is like the root cause of the reason it's important for you to be in business, the reason you want to build what it is that you want to build. Why is it so important to you? And it is like a multi-layer question. This is not an answer that comes from your head. This is an answer that comes from your heart. When you ask yourself, why is this important? Why is this important? Why is this important? And you get to the point where you're like, I don't know. It's at that point where your head no longer has the answer and your heart will have the next answer for you. And those are the ones that are really impactful, when you're quiet and you listen to what comes up in your heart. And when you can identify the real why of why you're in business, it's a really powerful experience and really eye-opening to what your reality is or to what your truth is. Okay, number 9. This one's really important in our industry, and I see so many people not doing it because, and I understand, I was there too. And this is take time to hire the right people. The wrong people can cost you a lot of money, it can cost you a lot of time, and it can cost you everything that you've built to this date. Hiring the right people is so important. And I know how emotional hiring can be. If somebody actually gives you a resume that looks good, you just get so excited because you're like, oh, this is potentially the answer. And I encourage you, I implore you to please identify a very thorough hiring process, starting with, you know, who is it that you want to hire? You need to know the exact person you want to fill this position. There's work to be done before you even put that job description out there or that post out there to hire anybody. There are things that you need to do as a business owner so that you're really clear what it is that you're looking for. And when you get really clear on what you're looking for, the whole process becomes a lot easier. So just don't give into the emotions that come with the potential of hiring somebody that appears to be really good, because it can be devastating for your business and none of us want that. Okay. Number 10 is people want to be cared about. And this goes back to my little story that I shared earlier about, you know, what my people need. It's not about me. It's about them. And being a good leader, being a good boss, being somebody that people want to follow and share and grow with, it needs to be about them. And when you can get over yourself, like I had to get over myself and start serving your people in the way that they need to be served, you will see a world of difference. And it, like I said, this is a difference for you as well. You will feel so much more connected to your people. They will be more open to you. They will be more connected to you. Like, it's just, the difference is remarkable. And I noticed that difference when I just started approaching things differently and just said to, you know, when the guys would come in the shop at the end of the day, and I did just have guys, I didn't have any females. So when I say guys, when they would come into the shop at the end of the day, I just be like, hey, how was your day? Just touch base with them. How are things going? You know, anything that you can do to just create a little bit of care, to show that you actually genuinely care about how they're doing, how their day was, how is tomorrow looking? Is there anything that I can do to help you? Whatever it happens to be, just be in that place of service of your people to make their lives better. And that will come back to you tenfold. Number 11, failure is a necessary part of success. I encourage you to embrace it, not to fear it, not to be afraid of failing. And this is something that is an interesting point, because some people have a fear of failure and others have a fear of success. And I know for me, for a long time, it was actually a fear of success, because I saw what running a successful business looked like, or shall I say what appeared to be a successful business. And it was a lot. And that wasn't something that I was necessarily interested in getting into again. And when I figured out how it could all look and how to do it differently, that's when I had to rewrite that story in my head of, you know, having a successful business is hard. On the other hand, also recognizing that failing is just part of the journey. And the more you fail, the stronger you will become. The more lessons you learn, the more you have to give back, and the more successful you'll be. Be okay with failing. And know that whatever the failure brings, whatever that lesson is, because I don't like to think of it as a failure. This is something, it's a word that I think is we're afraid of, for one thing. And it doesn't have to be the worst thing in the world. The way I look at it is you win or you learn. And that's it. And learning is, to me, the building blocks of our success. I encourage you to be okay with it and to look at it differently. Okay, number 12. This is a duplicate from the life lessons, but I think it is one that is really relevant. And this is your life hard by choice, or is it hard by default? And let me give you an example of this, because this may hit home for a few of you, because as a tradesperson or as a somebody who is working in your business as well as on your business, if you do the things, continue to do the things that you know how to do, which is the work, the working in your business, if you continue to focus on those things and feel busy or productive because you are working in your business and doing all of these things, that's doing what I call easy things because you already know how to do them. Even if you're learning a new skill, it's still what you know. On the other hand, the hard things are the things like identifying your values, identifying your mission, what is your vision, knowing your foundation, like working on your business to actually build a business. That's the stuff that gets pushed off, pushed down, kicked down the road, pushed down, and never really addressed because it's hard and it's in a different space than what you're used to operating. So if life and business is hard for you right now because you're running, you're all over the place, because you're running from emergency to emergency, flying by the seat of your pants, never really having a predictable schedule, not having any boundaries, not being able to have a weekend off, all of those things, if that is your life right now and your life is crazy, I would say your life is crazy and very hard in that way because you're choosing to continue to do the things you know how to do. We need to make a shift and start doing the things that you're not so familiar with. Put the things in place, learn the things that you're not as comfortable with, get uncomfortable by choice, and make the decision to work on your business so that it can become a part of your life and not running your whole life. When you can learn to have your business serve you as opposed to you serving your business, that's when things become a lot easier. So it takes some discomfort. It takes some hard choices. And when you do those hard things and make those uncomfortable decisions for a short period of time, your life on the other side of that will become much easier. And if you continue to make the easy decisions, which is to continue to work in your business and be busy, your life will continue to be hard. I know how it is. I know. And if you need help with it, get in touch with me because this is a game changer. When you can do hard things by choice, your life will change. Okay. Number 13, gratitude. This should probably be the very number one of everything. When I started doing gratitude every day, writing down my gratitude every day, it just puts you in a different mindset. And I've been doing this for years and it has refined itself in how I do it. Just take some time in your day to feel real gratitude for the things that you have, the people in your life, the love that surrounds you, the work that you have, whatever it happens to be, your health, a huge one. Like to be able to be truly grateful for those things, it just shifts your existence. You are no longer in a place of like that scarcity or fear or worry all the time. You shift into a place, your existence starts to be in a place of freedom, of a place of peace, from a place of gratitude. And everything is so much easier and feels so much better. So if you're struggling, if you feel stuck, if you're not moving ahead or whatever it is that is hard for you right now, I would say take some time every single day, at least once a day, because I do it in the morning and I do it in the evening. I start my day with gratitude. I finish my day with gratitude. But just start somewhere and just take a few minutes and really feel in your body the gratitude that you have for all that you have. Because I'm going to say that 100% of you have a lot to be grateful for. Number 14. This is something that is hard to do. And when you practice and recognize the value of it, it becomes, again, so much easier. And that's having hard conversations. Having the hard conversations with the people that you really like, and things need to change. Things need to be different. Maybe you need to let people go that you really like and are part of a family to you and don't serve your business any longer. Having those hard conversations and getting used to having hard conversations, becoming skilled in having hard conversations, will free you of a lot of burdens, because there's so many times when we feel like, I just wish it could be different, or I wish I could say this, or I wish they would do this instead of that, whatever it happens to be. And when you keep all that stuff to yourself, whoever it is that you need to have this conversation with doesn't become better, doesn't grow, doesn't learn. Have the hard conversations. Learn to have the hard conversations. And again, I have information on like a step-by-step process to having hard conversations. And if you want that resource, just reach out to me. These are free resources that I share with anybody. And if you want to learn how to have a hard how to approach a hard conversation, just reach out and I can share that. I have no problem with that. Number 15. I would say that this is probably one of the number one skills that you could have as a great leader. And that is learning to listen, to understand, to be an active listener. You're not listening to respond. You're not listening to come up with the answer. You're not listening from your perspective. You are listening to the words that are being said. You are listening to the person who is saying them, and you are understanding who the person is, what the words mean to them, and what it is that they need in the space that you're holding for them. So learning to listen, to understand the person and what they're sharing with you, as opposed to listening to respond. Because when you're listening to respond, you're not present in the conversation. And when you listen to understand, that means you're 100% there and present for the person who is sharing with you. So I encourage you to learn to listen, to understand. Number 16. I love this one because it's so empowering. I love the power that it gives me. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but I tell you, if you can go into a difficult conversation, whether it's an unhappy employee, an unhappy client, whatever it happens to be, whatever the difficult situation is, if you can enter that situation and stick to the facts, leave emotion out of it, and just address the issue at hand, I tell you, the power of solutions comes alive. This is the place where you're not focused on, you know, your ego is not driving the conversation. You're not feeling bad. You're not feeling defensive. You're not feeling like they're attacking you. None of those things. You are simply listening to or communicating whatever the challenge is and sticking to the facts. Leave the emotions out. And when you can do this, you put yourself in a position to come up with solutions so much easier. And the person that you're communicating with, if they're all emotional, when you stick to the facts and you leave emotion out, they can't escalate. The conversation cannot escalate. It becomes in fact, the opposite happens. When you stick to the facts and don't have emotion, the other person that may be emotional will actually step down to your level and bring down their emotional level. So it becomes a much more stable and useful conversation, more productive. So when you stick to the facts, leave emotion out, and just recognize that any problem that somebody has with you, or an experience they had with your business or whatever it happens to be, it is always about them. And when you don't take it personally, recognizing that it is about them and never about you, that's a point at which you can actually enter into the conversation focused on solutions, focused on a productive outcome for both of you. And the quicker you can do that, the quicker the conversation can be done and the quicker you can get on with your day. It's an amazing skill, and to learn how to do that is really powerful. Okay, number 17, value your people. Your people are your number one asset. Your people are the people that will allow you to grow your business into whatever it is that you envision it to be. Treat them like they are your number one asset. Train them, invest in them, provide benefits, pay them as much as you can. Whatever it happens to be that they need, listen to them. Give them the opportunity to realize their dreams by working for you. And when you can create that relationship with your people, your business will improve like you could never imagine. Value your people. Care about your people. And this goes back to your hiring process. Like, make this part of your hiring process. Make sure you like the people you want to work with. Make sure they fit in. Do you want to spend 8 hours with them, even if they're going to be on site and you're not even going to see them all day? Are other people in your business going to want to spend 8 hours with them? Make sure you think about these things when you're bringing people onto your team, because when you can put that investment into your people, then they will invest their time and effort into making your company more successful. Okay, number 18. Always be in recruiting mode. If you have seen any of the things that I post on hiring, if you've read my book or anything like that, I'm always talking about always be in recruiting mode. Whether you are looking to hire and add to your team right now or you're not, there is no harm in building relationships, because going back to number two, I think on the list, no, number three on the list about this being a people business, that holds true here. You want to build relationships with future potential employees. When you see good people out there doing good things that you think would be a great employee or a great team member, make a connection, introduce yourself, and just have a conversation. Have you ever thought about being in the construction industry? Have you ever thought about what it could offer you? Let me in. Then, are you interested in that opportunity? I would love to have a conversation with you. Just something like that. And then they can go on your list of people to contact when you're looking for people, depending on what their skill set is, what you're looking for, and just maintain those relationships. Build the relationships, look for good people out there. And if they have a skill that's relevant to your business, that's great. And if they don't, be willing to train. That comes back to, you know, value your people and train and invest and provide benefits and all of those things. This is part of that. Be willing to train and invest in good people who will help you grow your business. And I understand that everybody needs that perfectly skilled person right now. And in the meantime, you may as well be bringing up other people who could become that person, because you may very well get a new person to that point before you find the skilled person you need. Number 19, be a lifelong learner. I can tell you, for me, I probably read a total, like through all of my high school years, not even high school, all of my K to 12 years, I don't know if I could say I read 5 books. I just was not a reader. And truth be told, most of my after high school, I definitely was not much of a reader. I became a very avid reader, and I have books upon books upon books on my shelf now, when I became a business owner and I needed to figure this stuff out. So I have learned so much, whether it be about business, leadership, personal development, mindset. You know, I say mindset is everything, and that's kind of, I've been like that for most of my life, probably since I was 17, I think is when the switch to being a positive growth mindset type of person probably was started for me. That's been a few years. And that was just about being positive and seeing the silver lining and things and just always looking at the bright side of things. When I started actually learning and growing around that and reading books and listening to podcasts is more recent. But whatever you can do to gain knowledge, and like I said in my previous lessons at 50 with the life lessons, you don't actually truly know something until you apply it. So when you can gain this knowledge and then apply it in your own life, there's so much growth in there for you. And life becomes so much more fulfilling and better. So one of the things I really encourage people to do is read, listen to podcasts, whatever it is, however you want to gain knowledge. I encourage you to be a lifelong learner and always open to learning. I remember actually when I was in the beginning of my construction industry and I got out of technical school, I remember meeting with my employer at the time at the engineering firm. And part of it was, you know, growth. How did I want to grow? And he said, is there any courses you want to take? And I was like, no. I was so over school and my brain was fried from the years at school that I was like, no, I am not yet ready to be adding to my brain. And when I actually started doing that, when I got over that and I was like, okay, maybe I'm ready to learn now in a more formal way, there's so much growth in there. It's so much growth in ways that you wouldn't even imagine. And then finally, number 20, this is something that you've all heard me say before and probably a few times in this episode, is that mindset is everything. It is the way that I ended my last one, and it's the way that I'll end this one as well. I just want you to remember that you will get what you expect, so you may as well expect the best. Just assume the best, because the only thing that worrying or stressing out or all of those things that we often live in that space, feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling shame, all of the things that don't feel good, the only thing that that does is it steals peace from your present moment. It does not help manage the future outcomes. So I encourage people to assume the best outcome, because worrying about it right now is not going to change that. And it's a bridge that you can cross when you get there. I don't say to go in with blinders. I don't say to bury your head in the sand. I think it's really important to be aware of risks, to be aware of potential other outcomes. And I say, don't focus on that. Focus on the best outcome, because then you will focus on doing the things that you need to do to reach the better outcome that you're looking for. All right. That is the top 20 reflections on my business lessons over many years in business. And I trust that there's probably a lesson or two that you could take from that and hopefully implement into your business starting today. And like I said, if there's any resources that I referred to in here that would be useful for you, please feel free to reach out. I share as much as I can. You just need to ask for it. Maybe that could be number 21. There is your bonus. If you don't ask, the answer will always be no. Ask for the sale. Ask for the help. Ask for the resource. Ask for what you need, because otherwise you won't get it. And you might be surprised. And yes, I will share whatever I have with you. Just reach out, send me an email, send me a message on any of the platforms, and just say, hey, can you send me a copy of that? And I will be more than happy to do that. I'm on a mission to make your life easier, because I know what it was like being in business and being very frustrated. And I just don't want that for other people. Okay, that's what I have for you today. Have a great day. Thanks so much for listening. And I will speak with you again next time.